Get to Know Me podcast is sponsored by Big Love LLC, an online clothing apparel shop for men, women, children, and no label. Feel free to visit our website today at biglovv.bigcartel.com. That's biglove.bigcartel.com.
No one be on your shitty ass social media or your fucking random ass no bar ass podcast. I don't give a fuck about that, nor you.
No joke right there. I'm so serious. Why so serious? A little joke. Just let her know when you want to be serious. Because when you want to be serious, I'm going to play around. And when you want to play around, I'm going to be serious. And if we want to play around and be serious at the same time, I'm just going to walk off and be serious and playing around while I'm being serious. Because I'm just playing around because I'm never serious.
Why, you been feeling good?
No, I ain't been feeling a bit. But I thank you all for being
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Busy Bad Boy. Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Roll it up, twist it up, and light it, because it's about to go down.
Hello. Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Go ahead and roll it, twist it, light it. Get your coffee or your tea. Meditate, pray, sage the building, because you never know what may be said over the airways of the Get to Know Me podcast platform. I'm the host and creator, Busy Balboa. Welcome to the show if you have never been here, and welcome back if you have. I appreciate all the love and support that I get from the podcast. The latest episode did pretty good numbers first day that I put it out. I think that releasing it with visuals is a good idea. It gives people like more of an insight, and they can see me and see my face and my reaction, and it's just a different way of transmuting my energy across the waves. So I'm glad to see that it's being received, and hopefully y'all continue to rock with me. Last episode was like a pregame, getting y'all ready for season 6. I did put a poll up on Spotify to see what y'all wanted from me, what y'all would like to see evolve from this podcast. So if you don't mind, if you got a Spotify, please go on Spotify and type in the Get to Know Me podcast. Under the last episode, season 6 pregame, there's a poll. You can answer those questions. And if you feel like there's some more that you want to say to me, you can email me. You can send me voice recordings. I'll check it all out. And, you know, I'll take everything that you say into consideration. So let me know. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. Talk to me. Let's figure some stuff out together, because at the end of the day, I'm trying to appeal to more consumers, and I feel like visually this is a good idea. It has helped, and I want to continue to do other things that improves the podcast and just improves me as an artist, as an entertainer in general. So I appreciate everybody that's been showing mad love, of course. And last episode, I really just wanted to talk about my book and the support that I've been getting, or the lack of support that I've been getting. And since the last time we spoke, I have sold about 11 books, but today is just Tuesday and I'm going to drop this on Saturday. So it could be more, could be the same number. I don't know. I'm grateful for everybody that's been reaching out to me, whether you've been able to purchase it or not, sharing the link, talking about it. I'm always going to have my own personal feelings about the support that I get from people that don't know me versus the people that do know me. I'm always going to feel a certain type of way about that. It doesn't really matter what anybody tries to say to me. They try to make me just focus on the people that are supporting, because my eye is going to continue to wander. I'm going to check out the people that's watching me every day promote my book and not sharing it, not talking to me about it, not putting the link out there, not supporting me in any way. I have to pay attention to those type of people so I can really understand and notice that energy whenever that energy is in my, like around me somewhere, because it's been too many times where I've been knocked off my game by people that I thought were really for me, and they never really showed me that they ever were for me. They just been around. And I think it's too many people that just want to be around me and absorb my energy or be a part of what I got going on, instead of just having people around me that really support me and really want to see me win. So I have to be more observant to that, because I feel like that my level of discernment has kind of depleted. And I want to be more mindful. I want to pay attention to those people that's just watching me just to watch, so I can see what that looks like. Because it comes in different forms. It comes in different, all type of different ways. And I don't know what it's for, because the people that I follow, I support them. I'm not on your page just to watch you or see you do whatever you're doing. I'm not on your page to be nosy. I want to actually be a part of a contribution to what you got going on, especially if you're an artist, musician, whatever the case may be. I got plenty of people, t-shirt, CDs, all type of stuff. So even other people, books, whatever, like I always support, always, always, always. So if you just a regular person and you ain't really promoting nothing, or you just on the internet, on social media, just to be on social media, then, you know, even with that, I'm still going to go on your page, like your pictures, like your, you know, pictures of your dog, your family reunion photos, whatever. I gotta pay attention to the people that's just watching me just to watch, because those be the people that slowly creep their way into my life and I get all close to them and then they fuck me over or ruin some shit that I got going on. So I have to be mindful of that. And that's the reason why I talk so much about people that are not supporting me, but then they seem like they want to be all up, you know, up on me and up, you know, it's just weird. There's a lot of weird energy out here. So that's the reason why I do that. You know what I'm saying? But today I wanted to come onto the podcast because I wanted to talk about some serious topics that's been on my mind, because it affects me directly. And I've had other conversations on the podcast about mental health, but I feel like it's good because every day I learn something new. Every week I learn something new. Every month, every year. And I'm just still learning the approaches to understand not only myself and my personal issues, but other people as well. None of us have it all figured out. We all out here trying to figure it out. And I feel like it's good if you do have a platform to share what you learn, to share your experiences, so that you never know how that could help somebody else and how that could open up conversations and discussions with people and their family and friends on how they perceive something or how they want to be treated or whatever, you know, personal things, professional things. So the biggest thing to me is the lack of concern that I've noticed in the Black communities when it comes to mental health. It's oftentimes taken as a joke or taken as somebody just wanting attention or somebody acting out. And, you know, that's real irritating whenever you got a mental issue that you cannot even understand yourself and everybody around you is kind of like dismissing it and treating you like the problem. That is the reason why there's so many people leading to, they're just leaning on that suicide portion of it, because they don't feel understood, they don't feel heard, they don't feel cared for enough, not only by the people that are around them, but by themselves. It's so much work that we need to do when it comes to mental health and understanding mental health. I know me, myself, I joke a lot and I love to laugh. Sometimes I feel like we laugh about the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. When it comes to this topic of Jada Pinkett Smith, I wanted to tap into, there has been an obsessive amount of news articles about her and her relationship with Tupac, not just now, but for years. And so I feel like that is what has triggered the community, and not just the Black community, but everyone in every community, to be a little bit over Jada, to be a little bit at the point where it's like, okay, girl, what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you doing this to Will Smith? Why are you so obsessed with Tupac? Like, why don't you go get some help? This and that. A lot of that could be argued. A lot of that could be brought up. A lot of that can be considered. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is an obsessive amount of articles, but I don't know who to blame that shit on. Because a lot of, you know, this clickbait society where they just ask questions because they know that it's going to get a response on the internet and they get paid off that shit. The views, the likes, the comments, all of that stuff adds up to monetary value for them. So, of course, they're going to have these people on their show and ask them some of those questions that they know are going to be intriguing to the consumer or even piss y'all off. Either way, it's a reaction. And whenever you write a book, of course you want to promote the book. Of course you're going to go on tours and you're going to talk about the book and stuff like that. But I've always been the type of person where I got to find out stuff on my own. I can't just go by what other people say. Like, and that has pros and cons. It's gotten me in some trouble before, but it's also helped me by going and experiencing things on my own for myself, from my own perspective. And I did get Jada's book. I have not finished it. I don't feel like I've cracked a surface of what that book is going to really probably bring into my life and teach me. But from what I have gotten into, Jada has some serious mental health issues that she's been dealing with for a very, very long time. Losing a lot of people that you love back to back, going through so many traumatic situations in your life, and going through all of these different waves of emotions, trying to figure yourself out, trying so many different things, religions and different spiritual attributes and rituals and drugs and stuff like that. Shit will have your mind all over the place. And then you are in this perfect marriage, you know, and everybody expects you to be happy and be one type of way and not have any issues and figure your shit out and stop complaining and pouting and get your shit together. And she, I get it. I really get it. Like, reading this book, I get a lot of what she has been going through. But like I said, I ain't really got deep into it. I'm still like chapter like two, and this shit has been deep. But like one of the first things that she said in that book that really kind of like made me feel like, okay, maybe we're a little too quick to judge her. Maybe we need to read this damn book first. And it ain't even quick to judge her. It's just like, maybe we shouldn't be allowing these news articles to fuck us up with all of this Tupac stuff. Because the whole book is not about Tupac. The book is about Jada and what Jada has dealt with. The pain, the loss, the suffering that she has dealt with. The mental issues, the anxiety, the frustration that she's dealt with in her life by not really living her truth. And going and doing what everybody felt like she should do. And you need to get your shit together, like, and dealing with trauma and stuff like that. But the first thing that she said in the book that caught my eye was how she went through a moment of suicidal thoughts. And she wanted to make it appear as if she did it, it was an accident, so that her children wouldn't be too fucked up about it. So she was thinking about like a car accident or something like that, like making it appear like it was an accident. And she was thinking about driving off the side of a mountain in LA area. Excuse me. And she said that one of her worst fears was like, what if I don't actually die? That shit right there, that shook me up, because I've battled with those thoughts. I've tried to execute that. You know what I mean? I've tried to execute that. And like I had said before on my Instagram post about her, I shared a post on my Insta story, and I was like, one of the worst things that as a person, whenever you go through suicidal thoughts, is what if I'm not successful? Like, that's like a crazy fucking thought to have. But wondering if you're going to be successful in this attempt or not is crazy, because nobody that actually goes through with the attempt wants to survive it, if that makes sense. You don't want to survive it. If you attempt to fucking kill yourself, you don't want to survive it. You don't want there to be a possibility that you survive it, because that makes everything else too real. It makes the act of it too real. It makes the pain that you cause everybody else, and all of the other things that people tell you that you're selfish for trying to do that, and, you know, people beat you up about it, all that shit becomes too real when you actually survive it. Because now you got to actually face these people. Now you got to actually listen to their opinion and their thoughts on what you did or what you tried to do. And not only that, you could hurt yourself long term. Instead of actually taking yourself out of the world, you might end up making yourself worse, sicker, or, you know, crippled, whatever. So it's hard. It's hard to talk about with people that probably don't understand it, because they ain't been in that mindset. And, you know, even with me, like, I get a little frustrated whenever I talk about like my depression and my mental state, and people tell me these things like, oh, well, you need to meditate, you need to pray, you need to say affirmations and shit. Do you not know who I am? Like, if you go through my history, I got videos on videos on videos of me saying affirmations. I had walls and walls in my room in 2015, 16, where it's covered with affirmations and Adinkra and different African traditional things to keep my spirits up, going to different churches and different religions, just learning different religions, participating in different meditation groups, and joining the healing center and going through so many different healing journeys and doing the sound bowls and trying psychedelics and all type of stuff. Like, this ain't new to me. You know, I've gone through a lot of those emotions. I've been faithful to God, praying on my knees, crying different times, different, so much stuff that I've done to fight to keep myself in a mentally great space, just to continue to go through hardships, just to continue to be frustrated, just to continue to get hurt, just to continue to make mistakes. And at some point in your life, even with good people in your life, even with all of this good stuff that you've been doing, praying and everything like that, at some point in your life, you get to a point, not everybody, but you get to a point where you wonder, what is all of this for? Why do I have to do all of this work just to keep myself going whenever I don't even bother anybody? I don't ask for no, I don't try to cause harm. I follow the rules, and continuously I'm met with dead end after dead end after dead end after dead end. You just get to a point where you're just over it. You're done. You don't want to try anymore. You don't care anymore. You don't care about how it hurt nobody. You don't care about some of the people that you love the most, and you want to see them grow, and you want to see more life with them. None of that don't matter no more. When you get to a certain point, all you can think about is how you feel and how you've been feeling and how unfair everything has been feeling and how nothing makes sense anymore, and how you continue to be disrespected and dismissed and neglected and abused, and just so much trauma that you just have to work through every day. And it seems like nobody's really hearing you out until you fucking screaming, or until you angry and you snapping and you yelling, and you go to doctors and retreats and all of this stuff, and people want you on medicine. They want to lock you up in these 5150s and, oh man, it's so much shit. It's no real true answer. There's no real true love. And yeah, we can keep going back and back and back and back to spirituality and religion, but it just, you don't understand until you've gone through the storm that someone else has gone through. You don't understand their pain. You don't understand their trauma until you've lived in their shoes. It is difficult to just accept your life as it is whenever it seems like it is continuing to spit in your face. It's continuing to stab you in the back. Everybody that you love and trusted come and go. You know, it's hard. It's hard to just stay so positive and optimistic sometimes. It's really, really hard. No matter how much you have been a positive person and you've been following God and reading all these books and just doing all this different stuff, it gets hard. And only people that I feel like there's some people in this world that have gone through a lot of stuff, and then they get to a point where they're just super optimistic, and you know, they praying and they doing the work and they seeing results from it and everything's great. And they can't understand a person like me who's done the work as well, who's prayed and done all of this different stuff. They don't understand me whenever I'm on the like, yeah, okay, I hear you. You know what I mean? They don't understand that side of me, because they want me to be just like them, think like them, be like me. Look at me. Look what happened for me. I'm trying to tell you, you can change your life. Look at me. I was just like you. If you just listen to me, your life will be better. Those people are so fucking draining to be around that I don't even hardly have friends anymore. I barely have people that I have been close to my entire life. I barely can even be around them anymore because they don't understand. They don't understand how you can be the way you are and they can be the way that they are, and You ain't trying to come on this side. Why you ain't feeling better? Feel better. Pray. Read some affirmations. Look, read this book. Go to this retreat like I did. Come hiking with me. Bro, I did it all. I did it all just like you. And I ain't getting those same results. We all got a different pattern, a different journey. We all got different stories, different trauma, different beliefs, different everything. I can do the same thing you do all the time, man. Maybe I'm Job. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you Cain. I don't know. Maybe you, I really don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but it's crazy. Maybe you Abel. I don't know who you are. You don't know who I am. But we go through these different journeys for a reason. Sometimes it is because that this is just the type of life that was written for us. It wasn't written for us to have those success stories like you. It wasn't written for us to have that perfect life type of vibe going on, which nobody's life is completely perfect. Everybody has their struggles, but maybe that this ain't the time for me. Maybe I already had my time. I don't know. But you can't beat a person down because they ain't seeing things the way that you see them, or they don't feel the way that you feel. Like, I really wish that there was more things that people could learn about someone with anxiety and depression and physical disabilities and PTSD, all the shit that I got. Like, I wish that people could understand, like, how to talk to us, how to resonate with us, not just beat us down with how you feel and you know, what's working for you. But whenever a person like me that has PTSD, like, I have a lot of intrusive thoughts. I have a lot of nightmares. I have a lot of intense distress. I have a lot of just like unnecessary and unwanted thoughts that overwhelm me. A lot of fear about everything. And I wasn't always like this. I was not always like this, but I get irritable about all kind of shit. I get agitated, and I socially isolate myself a lot. I lose a lot of interest in things that I used to love. I've lost that interest. Things that I used to love, a lot of things that I used to love, I barely do that shit anymore. I don't know where this came from. I didn't ask for this. You know what I'm saying? I can try to guess because of some of the things that I've gone through in my life. I can try to guess where it actually came from, where it pivoted from. But I can't give you a direct answer why I developed this guilt, this loneliness, this emotional detachment, all of these unwanted thoughts. I can't tell you where this came from. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish that I could pinpoint it and I could go back in time and prevent it from even happening, but I can't tell you where it came from. Just like the anxiety, I feel like that's something that I probably had since I was a child, but we never gave it a name. We never figured it out. It was just, oh, you overreacting. You doing too much. Once again, you making irrational movements, just like your daddy or whatever, you know what I mean? But I'm always nervous about anything, like being at somebody's house too long that I'm not very comfortable with. The anxiety that I get, man. Oh my God. I feel it right now just talking about it. I got to get out of here. I've been here too long. I got to go. I get irritable as fuck. I feel a lot of danger and doom. Like, I'm always feeling like, you never know what the fuck gonna happen. Stay prepared, as if I've been in some shit. You know what I mean? Like, as if I've been in a war or on some gang shit, or if I done laid somebody out and I'm on the run or some shit. Like, I'm always checking the wind. You know, I'm always on it. Like, seriously on it. I don't know. You know, like, whenever you got all that stuff that you're dealing with, it ain't even that you don't want to pray or you don't want to go to God. It's like a lot of stuff is preventing you from slowing the fuck down and breathing and thinking clearly And you know what I mean? You're impulsive because you ain't dealing with just you. You're dealing with all these mental illnesses, all these different things that you've suddenly been overwhelmed with. And you don't even know where it came from. You don't even know why this is happening to you. It's just here and you got to deal with it now. It's just really a lot, man. Like, to wake up and immediately feel a sense of trouble, like concerning trouble. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't even know what you concerned about. You don't even know like what the issue is. you don't even know what's going on. Like, even something as simple as somebody telling me, hey, when we get back to the crib, I want to talk to you. You might as well tell me now, because now my heart finna fucking beat out of my chest. Like, I always feel like I'm in trouble for some shit. Like, I done did some shit. Like, it's something bad. Like, and maybe that comes from a lot of the abandonment that I've dealt with in my life. It seems like every time I get comfortable with somebody, I'm hit with a surprise. I'm hit with a fucking surprise. Like, where is this coming from? Boy, you don't fuck with me no more. We ain't cool no more. You don't love me no more. Like, where's all this coming from? What did I do? How can I stop this? How can I change it? It ain't a lot that I can really say to, to like make anybody understand how I feel, you know, of what I'm going through. You know what I mean? Like, because it's been too many situations that I've gone through that have led me to be this way. It's not one situation. It's like hella situations that have led me to be this way. And I guess that we can say that it was all of them, you know, all of these different situations led me to be this way. And then whenever you get this way, a lot of people that actually kind of made you be this way, a lot of people that put so much pressure on you and abandoned you and weren't there for you and caused all this trauma and distress in your life, those people are the first ones to disappear. They're not there at all. And it's like, bro, you did this to me. You brought this into my life. I wasn't like this prior to you. You're one of the reasons I'm like this. You know what I mean? I deal with a lot of depression, adult depression. I don't know what the hell the difference in adult and child depression is, but they say I got adult depression. And I'm like, okay, what's that? You know, and under that depression is the anxiety, the kite of anxiety and guilt and hopelessness. You don't feel like anything you do is going to go right. You always have this fear that something is going to fucking go wrong. Something's going to fail. Don't get too excited. It's hard to get excited about things because you're like, I've been here before. I've been on this high before. This shit going to come crashing down on me. I already know. Let me not even get excited. And that is what causes you to not have interest in certain things that you used to have interest for, because this shit ain't gonna last. This happiness that I feel, this good feeling that I got, this ain't gonna last. I'm gonna be sad as hell soon. This shit gonna hurt me the worst it's ever hurt me before, very soon. They have you thinking like that. You have this general discontent. You just ain't interested, bro. Like, you just, sometimes my mood is all over the place. I might start the day on a high, listening to gospel music, praying, doing affirmations and everything, and later in the day I'm like, bro, I hate this shit, bro. When this shit gonna be over with? And it's sad to say that, and I know a lot of people probably hate to hear me talk like that, but it's like, bro, what is all of this for? I ain't getting, and I feel like a lot of times it's with me, it's when I'm not getting my way, when things ain't going my way or the way that I wanted things to go, that's when I'm really, really bugged out. And I feel like some people, their life go exactly the way they wanted it to go. They say it, it happens. Me, I say it, it might happen, but it ain't gonna happen right now. It's gonna happen in another 5-10 years. And I ain't that impatient, you know, with the anxiety shit. You know, it's hard for me to just be like, it's coming. Just wait on it. Nah, man, I want what I want and I need it when I need it. You know what I'm saying? Excessive hunger. That's another one. Excessive hunger, fatigue, loss of appetite, restlessness. Now mix that with the fact that you already have excessive hunger and restlessness and shit due to you being on antidepressants, due to you being diagnosed with a physical disability. Now your shit is increased. times 10. You really restless. You really up all night. You really eating just to eat or hungry just because you done took so many damn pills and they're having side effects working around in your damn body. You hungry as hell. Sometimes you ain't hungry at all. You fucking starving your damn self. You don't know how to deal with none of these emotions. Your emotions are all over the place. You know what I'm saying? I wake up pretty early and I could be done, just went to sleep. It could be like 4 a.m. that I fell asleep. By like 6 or 7, I'm up doing something, making a podcast. It's only 10 right now, but I've been up for hours. Because of some of the medication that I take, sometimes it puts me to sleep real good, but other times I'm up. You still up? Yeah. Do you ever sleep? Here and there, I do get some good naps in. Mostly the best sleep that I get is in the daytime. But another thing is loss of concentration, excessive crying. Excessive crying? Bro, I think I've started to kind of get the crying shit under control. I couldn't even see myself where I'm at right now, 6 months ago. Like, and a year ago, it was worse. But now it's like a little bit more developed and controlled. This is a reminder that there is a visual for this episode available on YouTube. Please be sure to tune in. Sometimes I cry a lot. I cry so much that I just be over everything. And I think that's why I got these saggy eyes now, because all of the fucking crying that I've been doing, like crying. I could be talking to somebody and we could be having a good conversation, and then I'll feel something, and like they won't even know that I'm crying. I'll turn my head, I'll cry a good minute, wipe my eyes and yawn and pretend like my eyes are watery from yawning and shit. I've learned a lot of tricks to throw people off. And you might think that people don't know that you're going through something, but some people can tell, especially the people that really care about you and love you, that pay attention to you like that, they can look at you and tell some shit is off. But I've been playing it off so good. A lot of us wear this emotional distress so well. It's such a mask when we're around people and we like, yeah, what's good? How you been? Yo, what up? You know, I just left from out of the bathroom weeping. I just was in that bitch weeping. I just wanted to off myself type shit. And now I'm out here, what up? What's good? Yo, hugging. Where you been at, girl? Like, so into them. They don't even know, have no clue. Taking pictures, all type of shit. Writing jokes, doing funny comedy skits on my Instagram. Funny as hell. Ah, ha, ha, bitch, you crazy. You funny as hell, girl. You crazy as hell. I'm fucked up. I'm posting this shit and I'm reading the comments to feel better. I'm posting this shit. I'm doing goofy ass shit and I'm looking at the reaction, making people laugh just to feel better. I understand comedians now type shit. I understand that some of the people that are like the most depressed, the most sad, are super suicidal, sad, down. You know, like they don't show it to you. Like, we didn't know Robin Williams was gonna commit suicide. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know Anthony Bourdain was gonna commit suicide. So many different people, God rest their soul. Because all we see is the entertainment aspect of them. Oh, they funny, they do their thing, they traveling, life's good, they got money. You never know deep down inside the battles that people are going through. It's hard to express it. You want to tell them. You know what I'm saying? You want to tell them. And sometimes you do tell them. nobody gets it. Nobody feels it. Nobody can connect to that because they looking at your life like, ain't nothing wrong with you. You ain't got nothing to be sad for. You got this, this, and this. Jada Pinkett Smith. Why are you sad? What are you going through? You got Will Smith as a husband. You got this big ass house. He named the lake after you, the house after you, whatever the fuck. Why are you sad? Get over it. Stop crying about Tupac. Stop bringing up Tupac. Stop bringing up all your dead friends. Who cares about your past? How you used to sell drugs? Some people literally are so hurt and stuck into that time frame that they remember themselves, where they could actually remember themselves being happy and okay with life. They so stuck in those moments that they're mourning it. You can mourn all type of shit. You can mourn your old lifestyle. You can mourn people. You can mourn things you used to have. You could mourn your old personality. You can mourn so many different things. So I think that she's stuck in a state of mourning. She mourning more than just Tupac. She mourning everything that she's gone through. All these different changes in her life that she probably really didn't want, but she was trying to make herself feel better. And it's sad that you do stuff like that because it ends up hurting other people like Will Smith. But we ain't no better than her. You know what I'm saying? We gotta really try to understand people and meet them where they at. You know, by me just reading the first couple of chapters of her book, I realized like, okay, all right, I see you, Jada. You know what I'm saying? I may not understand you. I may not agree with all of the different things that you post or talk about when it comes to deceased people and how you treat your husband publicly. We may not agree with any of that type of stuff, but I see you. And I do agree that a lot of the things that has been said about Will and about their marriage should have been kept in the book or kept in their marriage. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't have did all these interviews talking about my spouse, bashing my spouse or making my spouse feel unworthy or as if they don't complete me, this and that, especially whenever you've done been married to them for so long. Like, I'm always going to have my spouse back and make sure my spouse feels loved, cared for, heard, taken care of, everything like that. But their situation is different from all the rest of our situation. And we cannot talk about what we would do in that marriage or anything because we're not in their shoes. We do not know the whole thing. We don't know everything that's going on between those two people. It's a reason why they still together, and we don't know that reason. Other than the fact that they didn't sign a prenup, we don't know. You know what I mean? So, you know, I laughed at the Jada jokes too. I shared some memes. I made some memes. Hell, shit was funny as fuck. But I get her. I understand her. I see her. I don't understand everything, but I understand some of the shit that I've been reading that she's been talking about. And all I can do is say I wish her the best because my life ain't perfect either. You might look at my shit and see some of the stuff that I've gone through and be like, damn, you ain't got no room to talk because baby... You know, and I agree. I ain't got no room to talk. None of us really do. So, you know, with that being said, I think that it's important that we all mind our business and try to figure it out and help each other figure it out. Some people give great relationship advice, great advice in general, great life advice. And other people, they just talking to talk and they ain't even got their shit together, nor are they trying to get their shit together. Some people are in therapy and they still ain't doing a good job at getting their life together. Some people are in therapy and they still don't know what to do, you know? So it's like, it's different for each and every one of us. And I just want my community, especially the Black community, to start taking mental health serious and start getting educated when somebody comes to you and say, hey, you know, I'm diagnosed bipolar or I'm diagnosed PTSD or I'm diagnosed schizophrenic. Even if they don't come to you, but if you find this out about them, try to learn how to communicate and resonate with them. Try to learn to meet them where they at instead of judging them, instead of being hard on them, instead of feeling like they lying about their situation or whatever. Try to meet them where they at, figure it out. And the sooner you are able to agree and, like help somebody get help for a certain situation, the better off they'll be in the long run. Especially if like some of these kids had good parents in their lives that recognize like something off with my baby a little bit. I'm gonna go get you checked. And then you find out, oh, you know, they're a great kid, they're super smart. They got all this stuff going on. They're a little on the spectrum. They got maybe got a little autism in them. Now you know how to approach them. Now you know how to tell other people how to approach them. Now you know how to treat them. Now you know how to be a little bit more patient with them instead of yelling at them and getting upset and irate with them. So I think if we start really paying attention to our children at young ages, that'll help with long-term trauma and making sure that they avoid a lot of messed up situations and a lot of traumatic situations that they ain't never have to be in, you know? But like I was saying about like all of our relationships ain't the same. I think that's another big problem in the world right now, because relationships and dating in general has gotten so fucked up because the internet, really. Too many people on the internet telling other people how to think, what to do, what to say, how to feel. You seeing what other people are doing and you thinking that you lacking because you ain't doing that or you don't got that particular thing. And you don't know what all they had to do to work to maintain that, to get that. Or you don't know if that what you see is even true. It could just be a depiction to make you feel like, oh, their life is pretty good. Their life is okay. I see that. They happy in love. That could just be a performance. It could be a mask to what is real. The grass is not always green on the other side. Sometimes it ain't even grass. You feel me? Sometimes that ain't even fucking grass. That's turf that you've been comparing your life to. You got real grass and they got turf and you comparing your life to that? That's not good. Not good at all. We got to start really pulling back off that internet shit when it comes to love life and dating and how we raise our children. It's too many people's opinions on the internet. Whenever the internet first came out, nigga, that's how old I am. People were living in their relationships in home. Whatever they were dealing with stayed in their home. People outside the family barely knew what the fuck was going on in people's relationship, and they could live in the same city. You don't see them all day. You don't see them every time. Probably see them once a week, Sundays, probably at church or at Big Mama house or whatever. They don't know all your business. Your mama might like call somebody and they might gossip a little bit about their situations over the phone. But whenever they see each other in person with their significant others, hey, how you doing? They gonna wear that face and stay out of them people business because that's their business. Only time people got in other people business sometimes is whenever it was like abusive and somebody needed to step in and figure that shit out. But for the most part, people mind their own damn business. It wasn't a bunch of, oh, I'm talking to this girl on the internet and I'm talking to this other girl on the internet and this and that, knowing you got a wife. That ain't how it was going down. If they was talking to a bunch of women, they was doing that shit in person on their own time, and they always got fucking caught eventually. Ain't no sitting on the internet scrolling, talking to different women, appealing to different people whenever you whole ass taken. That's something that bothers me so bad. People be whole ass taken on the internet trying to appeal to a crowd, to an audience of people that they don't know. Like, why are you worried about them and all of those people and their opinions and whoever the hell they are? You got something real at home and you gonna fuck it up and jeopardize it just because you want to seem like an internet sensation that know it all, that got it all going on. You want to be that person, 100 million likes and shit. Sit the fuck down, back the fuck up. I don't like how the internet has everybody's mind so brainwashed when it comes to relationships and how dating should be. People don't want to fight for love no more. They ain't patient at all. They just want to like, you know, have whatever they see on the internet. They want to have that shit right then and there. I was reading an article today about how Tyrese's wife, the singer Tyrese, his ex-wife, is like, oh, I regret leaving my marriage. If I would have had some good women around me, I probably would have made a different decision. Damn it. Misery loves company. Birds of a feather flock together. Like, these are old ass sayings that's been around before. You type, you know what I mean? Like, of course, people that are not happy and that never been in your shoes and that don't know anything about what you're going through with your significant other, they're going to have all type of negative shit to say. Yeah, they're going to encourage you to leave that motherfucker. It's so many men out here, girl. Why you with him? He ain't did shit but forget to put his shoes on the rack a couple times. He ain't as affectionate as he once was. Or whatever, like small little shit that could be changed with some guidance and some direction and some communication. Nigga ain't beating on you. Nigga ain't cheating on you. None of that. But girl, couldn't be me. It'll never be you. That's why you single. That's why you and I'm me. That's why I'm married. That's why we over here and you over there. Y'all gotta stop surrounding yourself with people that ain't even in the same thought process as you. They ain't going the same direction as you. God ain't got that in the plan for them. But that's who you listening to. And then whenever you actually leave your significant other, where are they to be found? They not gonna hug you and love on you all night. Oh, my friends know me more than you. My friends get it. They understand. Okay. And whenever I'm gone, are those same friends gonna be there for you the way that I was trying to be there for you? They ain't gonna be able to do half the shit that I was doing because they don't love you emotionally, like affectionately, relationship-wise. They love you possibly, if they do love you, they love you as a friend. It's not the same type of love that I'm trying to give to you and show you. You know what I'm saying? Free yourself from the shackles of these fake friendships. These people don't know you the same way somebody that's actually intrigued into being with you long-term forever type shit. They don't know you the same way. You blocking somebody out that you committed to, that you're trying to be with for the rest of your life because something your homegirl said. Your homegirl that ain't even you, not your sister, not nobody that's even in your family, not your mother. Something your homegirl said. Like, it's hard for me to feel sorry for that. It's hard for me to feel sorry for that at all, actually. We got to really start taking the time to get to know one another, get to know these people that we have in our lives, that we're pledging our lives to. And this is a big message to me. Big message to me. Got to take my time to get to know people, not just fall in love with their representative. Actually see who the hell this is that I'm dealing with. Can I see myself with them for long term? Can I really see them taking care of me? I know I'm gonna take care of them. I know what I can do, but will they be willing to take care of me through thick, through thin, through darkness, through sunshine? Will they run at the first sight of a little storm? Oh my God, we argued today. I gotta go. No, we're not supposed to argue. We're supposed to be on Instagram posting pictures, supposed to be having on our matching colors, our fall colors. Man, what's really real out here? It's sad. It's sad the way that the world is turning and how people are and the thought processes out here and the energy out here in general. It's scary. Everybody's dehumanized. Everybody want what they want. They're not willing to fight for their relationship, fight for their love. They want people to jump through all type of hoops and shit to earn them and deserve them and gain their trust. And I'm not saying you're supposed to settle, but damn. What all it take for you to commit to a person? Just one person. What all it's going to take for you to commit to just one person? Because you're willing to go through all type of shit with somebody that you dated, but not with somebody that you pledged your life to, that you said through thickness and through thin, in sickness and in health, your whole ass husband, your whole ass wife. You ain't willing to figure it out with them, but let me go over here and date this person. And oh, they said they'll call me back, I'm gonna be patient. They said that they don't want to talk to me today, I'm gonna be understanding. But you couldn't do none of this with the person you pledged your life to. The dating scene out here is weird. People in general are weird. Oh, you got mental health issues, I don't want to deal with you. And you leave your person, but then you go out here and date people with the same mental health issues. And you understanding of that, you figure that out with them. I'm going to go with you. I know a great therapist. Come on. I'm bothered. And the conversation is triggering. And y'all know why. If you've been following me, you know why. But it's like, it's just sad. Like, I want more out of the world. I want more for myself. I want more for my people. I want more for humankind. But it seems like the more we develop in this world, the less we are humanized, the less grace we have. We don't have grace, humility, those type of things are getting lost. It's like you break generational curses, but now these new rules and things also have curses because we break generational curses by drawing a boundary. I'm going to go no contact. Yeah, I'm going to go no contact with them. Understandable. Some of that is great. I've gone no contact with people that I love. I'm still no contact with some people that I love. But now we got these things where people got these walls up and these huge boundaries that nobody can ever get across because you feel like you don't have to let them because I am drawing my boundaries. I am breaking generational curses. Mm-mm-mm. Don't come my way. Don't try me. I'll walk away in a minute. You know how many people I've heard say that shit? I'll walk away from them in a minute. Okay. I ain't hearing a lot of people say how they'll stay and figure it out. I'm hearing more people say how they'll leave in a minute. And that's okay. That's cool. Sometimes you do got to leave in a minute. Sometimes you really got to do it. But where is the balance? When are we ever going to have this point where we realize, okay, things are a little out of hand. We need a balance. We need a balance in this shit. I don't know if we're ever going to get there. And by the time we actually get there, I'll probably be like 60 years old or some shit. And none of this will matter. But such is life. All of this stuff is stuff that I've been really wanting to talk about because it's so depressing to see how the world is going. Like, everything's a joke, nothing serious. Everybody's so turned off and done, and they quitting, and they fuck everything, fuck everybody. It's all about me, me, me. I don't want nobody. I don't care about nobody. Fuck your mental health. Take it up with your mama. Take it up with your daddy. Like, everybody's just on some bullshit. And it makes me so scared for the next generation and so disassociated with so many people. Friends are coming and going. People that I've been knowing for hella years, they're coming and going. It's crazy. It's crazy. But to wrap it up, basically, Season 6 will be a lot more realistic conversations as this. And it'll be a lot more just like good energy, good feedback, good. I'm getting in a better space. I won't say I'm in it. I'm getting in it. And I want to have more realistic conversations. I'm getting older. I want to talk about these things on my podcast. I don't want it to be all about music and rap and how you can support me. I want to be able to find out how I can support the people, how I can have better conversations that people can resonate with, that actually help them have these same conversations with people that they love and care for. And we can all meet in the middle and talk about it together. But right now, y'all just continue to, you know, support me the best way you can so I can continue to do what I love, this art like this, and give y'all some good shit that y'all could take with yourselves and really apply it in your life. Like, think about today what I talked about with learning how to communicate with people with these disabilities and mental illnesses. Really think about how we perceive somebody just because of a headline instead of getting to know them and finding out their story ourselves. Like, really take in the trauma that some people have developed and that they deal with each and every day, trying to just be normal so that people don't talk about them, so that people don't pity them. Think about this stuff. Like, really take this stuff in and think about this stuff and see how better your day goes. Whenever we finally accept the fact that ain't nobody perfect and we all out here figuring this shit out, the less judgment we'll have for one another. I really agree with that. I really feel that way. We won't be so judgy. We won't be so mean and cut off from reality. We'll give people grace and mercy and humility because we see, I understand your situation. You know, I've been there, or I know somebody that's been there. Like, we need to be offering resources to each other, not just gossip and judgment. So next week, I'm going to have a special guest on that I've been working to interview for a minute, but they respected my mental health situation. And so they've been waiting for over a month or two to get this interview in. So I really hope that y'all tune in and give them all your love, support, and energy and attention and whatever they need from us. I want us to be able to help them, whether it be following them, helping them promote their next song, or whatever they need from us. I want to be able to provide that. I'm also in the works of talking to another guest for the week after that. And we're going to keep these interviews rolling in, you know what I'm saying? Talking to some real good people and making friends and helping people achieve their goals and dreams. That's what it's about right now for me. And that's what it's been about for me for a long time. But don't forget, I hope you smile today. The poem book on Amazon for $20. If you want to support me and help me reach my goal, I'm trying to get to 30 by the end of the month, and I'm way behind. But with your grace and mercy and with your blessings, I know I'll get there. So, you know, keep me in your prayers and keep supporting me the way that you support me, because you don't understand how much that's doing for me and how much that's keeping me alive, that keeping me going. Having something to look forward to every day is pretty big for me. Especially nowadays, it's pretty big for me to have something to look forward to. So I thank y'all from the bottom and the top of my heart. And I want to see y'all here again on the Get to Know Me podcast with Busy Balboa. Stay blessed, but stay dangerous. I'm out. Sign up today for only 99 cents a month to be a subscribed listener to the Get to Know Me podcast. You'll get access to exclusive interviews, episodes, and more. To fulfill my destiny, I gotta heal my foundation, cause this anger and resentment is not taking me places. My ego feeding me a lot of lies through phrases, like I don't need nobody and I'm all out of patience. The truth is, when it comes to love, I'm sure to be waiting, and people are a part of the reason I get to say this. Clinging on to pain is only hurting yourself. Just a while later starts affecting your health. I got a barrier, just myself protecting her. Thought I was in love, but I was caught in the allure. But being pessimistic, like my chakras and my image, feeling that somebody owed me just to blow it on my wishes. Ashing on a book, I never opened for a vision. To amplify my life, I had to get up out my feelings. Time flies, ain't no moment still be wasting on the past. Just the present moment matters, life is taken in a flash. People asking for forgiveness, but they rarely ever dish it. Trying to mend my broken heart, but it's toxic when I visit. I admit I have some faults, can't say I ain't trying to fix it. But I never come between any father and his children, like I never disrespect my family, friends, or my business partnership, or my mistress. I've been real since the beginning. Loyalty's a long road, I travel with a broken heart. Tried being optimistic, now I'm crying in the car. Speeding through the lights, trying to fade into the dark. Talking to the moon as I tapping through the Mars universe. Can you feel me? Can you hear me when I cry? Every time I'm tilted over, I must learn and then apply. I'm healing my spirit, my spirit. 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 I'm healing.